Last time we started discussing the question as to whether making a birchas hamenon and a birchas hamitzvah on the same chefza is a problem v'enos mitzvahs chavilos chavilos. Rav Yosef Tovelin assumes that it is, and he says that's why you need karpas to have a bar pi adama that can pata the mara, because if you don't make a bar pi adama on the karpas, then it will turn out that you're making a bracha rishona and the birchas hamitzvah on the mara, and that will be a problem v'enos mitzvahs chavilos chavilos. Similarly, Tosfos in Brochus and Daf Lamed Testament base suggests that by motzi matzah, what we're really doing is we're making hamotzi on the shleima and the brocha lachilas matzah on the prusa, because if you were to make them both on the prusa, that would be a problem. And also mitzvahs chavilos chavilos. We'd love to make them both on the prusa. The din of lechem oni should tell us that we want to make hamotzi and the brocha lachilas matzah on the prusa, but the first day in Tos says we can't, because that would be a problem of enos mitzvahs chavilos chavilos. But then Tos backtracks and he says, you know, it really shouldn't be. It shouldn't be a problem of enos mitzvahs chavilos chavilos, because the raya is from Kiddush. You know, in Kiddush we make a baruch yagofen, and then we make a brocha of Kiddush, two brochas on the same chefza. If a birchas hanen and a birchas hamitzvah on one chefza would be a problem of enos mitzvahs chavilos chavilos, so how can we understand Kiddush of Kol Hashem HaKula, Kiddush of every Shabbos? Seems difficult. So says Tosfos, you see, that it's not a problem of chavilos chavilos. Rabbi Menachem used to make both brachas on the prusa. He didn't make on the shleima. It's unclear if he had lechem mishnah, but even if he had the lechem mishnah, but he was mechavim that the alachilas matzah and the bracha of hamotzi should both be on the prusa. So the question is, how can we understand those shittas that claim that it is a problem of chavilos chavilos? Rabbi Yosef Tovela, the first day of Tosfos and Brochus, if they hold that making a brocha rishon and a birchas hamitzvah on one chefza is a problem of enos mitzvahs chavilos chavilos, how do they understand Kiddush? So we mentioned yesterday that the Netziv in his Agoda wanted to suggest that maybe Kiddush is different. Don't bring any rice from Kiddush, because the Bari Priya Gofen of Kiddush is not a birchas hanenen b'chlal, but rather it's a birchas hashavach, that we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the opportunity to be mishabeach him, to be shorer to him over Yayin. We say a Kiddush, it's a shvach. We praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu for creating the world, for taking us out of Mitzrayim. So it's a birchas hashavach. It's masquerading as a birchas hanenen. Right? It looks like a birchas, the nusach HaBrach is like a birchas hanenen, but it's really a birchas hashavach. Now, it's not just a masquerade, because since the Nusach HaBracha really is a Birchas Hanenen, you can drink from the kos. You're supposed to drink from the kos. You can drink from the kos because you made a Birchas Hanenen. It functions as a Birchas Hanenen, but fundamentally it's a Birchas HaShevach. So because it's a Birchas HaShevach, it's really a chelik of the Kiddush. It's not like we have a Birchas Hanenen and a Birchas HaMitzvah. The Birchas HaMitzvah is the Kiddush, and the Birchas Hanenen is something different. No, there are two brachas, but the bar often as a birchas hashavach is really a chelak atzmi of the Kiddush. It's part of the Kiddush. The Kiddush is composed of two brachas. The mitzvah of Kiddush is composed of two brachas. So since the mitzvah of Kiddush is composed of two brachas, so therefore, it's not a problem with enos mitzvahs chavilos chavilos. But don't compare to other cases where you're taka making a birchas hanenu with a birchas hamitzvah. In that case, maybe taka enos mitzvahs chavilos chavilos. Maybe that taka would be a problem. One of the rayas that they bring to the Netziv Yisod is the fact that on Kiddush by day, on Shabbos, what's the Kiddush composed of? What's the Kiddush composed of? I know they're all different sheets. Al came there. But what's the Kiddush really composed of? Im Toshev Mishabbos, Vishamu Zohar, is it? Those are psukim that talk about Shabbos, very nice. But what's the Kiddush on Shabbos all about? It's just a bar peg offer. That's all the Kiddush really is. You know, if you say the psukim and some people are not there and you need them to come for the Kiddush, so you can be mafsik, can talk before the bar peg offer because you haven't really started yet. Same psukim, okay. Sometimes you say, you know, is so and so coming? You haven't started. It's a bar peg offer. That's what the whole Kiddush is. What kind of a strange notion is that? You make a bar peg offer. So what's the inyan? The inyan is to drink wine at the Shabbos day meal. What does that mean? Chora, the pshat is that you make a bar piyagafen as a birchas hasharach. It's a mitzvah. It's not just a birchas hanenin. You're making a birchas hanenin. It's called kiddush. The Gemara in Pesachim and Lev Kogim calls it kiddush rabbah. Kiddush rabbah. It's a big kiddush because of the pesachim. It's a euphemism, really. It's the kiddusha zira. It's the smallest kiddush. It's just a bar piyagafen. Every kiddush has a bar piyagafen, but this only has a bar piyagafen. What kind of a kiddush is that? That's Mekadesh HaShabbos. Mekadesh HaShabbos. So you could say, well, you're drinking wine. You say it adds a chashivas to the Suda. That's the purpose of the kiddush by day. But Efsha, maybe the pshat is, no, there's a shevach that's hinted to in this kiddush, right? We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give him, we take the wine, and we make a birchas HaShevach on the wine. That's a mitzvah of kiddush. To start the meal with that birchas hashavach, that's the mitzvah of kiddush. Not simply imbibing, right? Not simply drinking the wine. No, we're making a birchas hashavach. That's what it's all about. That's what kiddush is really all about. It's just normally we say the birchas hashavach on the kiddush that we're meshavach HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the opportunity to say kiddush on wine. Here we're just reciting a birchas hashavach, but that's the whole shavach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. Isn't that what Shabbos is about? He created the world, and he created the Gefen. We're saying a Birchas Hashemah. That's what Kiddush is all about. It's not just a Birchas Hashemah. Another riot for the Netziv's Yesod is a comment of some of the Rishonim. We know that it's appropriate to drink from the Kos of Kiddush. Min HaTorah, the mitzvah of Kiddush is Kiddush B'dvarim. Most Rishonim assume that Kiddush al HaKos is only the Rabbanan. The fact that we say the Dvarim over a Kos, we pick up a Kos of Yayin to say the Dvarim of Kiddush, that's in the Rabbanan. Some argue, but that's Rov Rishonim assume that that's only in the Rabbanan. And drinking it, even more Rishonim assume that that's only the Rabbanan. Some say even that's Darais. Somehow the drinking, Rashi and Nozim. The Tosfos and Kuvav quotes this Rashi and Nozim. It's a big kiddush. But the posh of Shabbos, it's only the Rabbanan. Kiddush B'dvarim is Daraisa. Kiddush al HaKos is the Rabbanan. Te'ima from the Kos. Te'ima from the Kos is also the Rabbanan. Why are we talking from the Kos? Hamavarech Tzor Sheyitim. The Gemara in Erevin and other Imsachim. Hamavarech Tzor Sheyitim. Someone who is Mavarech is supposed to be talking from the Kos. Why? Why? So if I were to ask you, what would you say? Why do you have to be torn from the Kos? Well, you made a bar piyagafen, how can you not be torn from the Kos? Brach levatal if you're not torn from the Kos, right? That's what the Ritva says. The Ritva in Erevin. The Ritva in Erevin, this is in packet 4. The Ritva in Erevin on Daf Mem Amud Beis says, page 2 in the packet, Mitzvah says that you make a bracha. There's a mitzvah derabbanan to be mevarech al hakos, mekayish al hakos. So you got to drink too, because once you made the bracha rishona, that's a bracha levatol if you don't drink from it. So of course you'd have to drink from the kos. This is how the Ritva and Erevin learns. Simple, poshet, no problem. Comes a Magen Avraham and Hilchos Yom HaKippurim of all places, and he quotes from the Ravon. Ravon is another one of the Rishonim. The Ravon seems to have a different approach. What does he say? We'll get to the context of the Ravon in a moment. It says, "Kevan the Te'imas Kos Eino Ela Mishum Ginai Shelo Yomru Shelo Letzorech Hu Bracha Zu." Ravon says, "You know why we have to drink from the Kos? Because if you don't drink from the Kos, it will be a Ginai. A Ginai to the Kos Shel Bracha. It's a disgrace. Here, you made a Kiddush. You made it." He's not talking about Kiddush per se. I mean, he is talking about Kiddush, but the application. The application the Magen Avraham makes using the Ravon is not talking about Kiddush. But the Ravan says, why do you have to drink from the kosher? Mavar tzoshiyitam. Well, because you made a birchas hananin, so therefore you got to drink? No, that's not the pshat. The pshat is, if you're mekadesh al kos, then you have to drink from the kos. If not, it's a genai lakos. But you're making kiddush on the kos, and then you like throw it away, put it down. Drink from the kos. Show a chashudus to the kos. Zok the Ravan, if you're not going to drink from the kos, it'll be a genai. A genai for the kos, that here, you made kiddush on the kos, and you're not drinking from it. It's not a bracha levatola dika in you. It's that it'll be a genai lakos, Zok the Ravan. Writes the Magen Avraham, but shuvah sarah and kosa v'shem harashba, davi bracha levatola. There would be a bracha levatola problem in the particular context that he's talking about, to give the kos to a tinuk. Bracha levatola, I thought you told me the whole problem is a genai lakos. It's a machlokas. What's the Ravan talking about? It's only a genai lakos. Let's say you don't drink from the kos. It's not a bracha levatola. It sounds from the Ravan. It's not a bracha levatola. It's just a genai lakos. So how can that be? L'chora, according to the Nativ, it's beautiful. The Bar Piagafen of Kiddush can serve as a birchas hananin. If you want to drink from the kos, you don't have to make another birchas hananin. This is the birchas hananin. That's enough. But the Bar Piagafen is not really a birchas hananin. That's not the yisod. That's not the ikar of the Bar Piagafen. It's really a birchas hashevach. So if it's a birchas hashevach, I don't have to drink from the kos. It's not really a birchas hananin. It's not a bracha levatola if I don't drink from the kos. I said a birchas hashevach. But it's going to be a denial of the kos not to drink. So that's why it's necessary to drink. The comment of the Ravon is a big raya to the Netziv Yisod. It's actually a big machlokas harishonim. The Sefer Afike Yavam talks about this at great length. The Ritva and the Ravon, the emesis, the medayik from Rashi. I don't want to complicate matters too much. Look at that Rashi on the Mem on the Beis. You might have been first over. Rashi mentions both points. That's a little bit strange. This is a major discussion in the Rishonim. Why is it that I'm a Varat Sarashiyatim? The Pshuto, we think, you made a Berchas Hananit, so of course you have to be torn. But the Ravon and other Rishonim seem to say, no, it's an issue of Genai Lakot Shel Bracha. It's not a Bracha Levatol if you don't drink from the coast. Because you didn't make a Berchas Hananit. You made a Bracha that can serve as a Berchas Hananit if you'd like. But it's not exclusively a Berchas Hananit, it's a Berchas Hashevach too. So if you don't want to drink from the coast, that's fine. That would be fine. If not for the fact that it would be a Genai Lakos. This is the Yisod of the Nitzv. There are many smuchim lekach, there are many hints to the Yisod of the Nitzv, not just in Kiddush, but it could be that the Yisod of the Nitzv is true about all Kosu Shabbat. He's focusing on Kiddush. His discussion is the Bar Pegavon of Kiddush. But there are smuchim lekach in the Rishonim that seem to imply that maybe every time you make a Bar Piagafen in a Kol Shel Bracha, it's never fundamentally a Berchas Hananin. Again, it can serve as a Berchas Hananin if we'd like. If you want to drink from the coast, that's the Berchas Hananin that you need. If you've made a Berchas Hananin, you can drink from the coast. But fundamentally, it's not a Berchas Hananin, it's really a Berchas Hashem. There are many Kol Shel Bracha that we have. Many. The Bracha on Mila, the Berchas Erisin, and Berchas Nisuin. So many kosher shabrocha. There are kosher shabrocha at the Seder. There's so many different kosher shabrocha that we have. Pidgin Aben has a kosher shabrocha. There's so many different kosher shabrocha. So what's the Bar Piagafen all about? Is the Netziv saying a Vart and Kiddush, or is he saying, is that idea true by all kosher shabrocha? So there are smuchim lekach that maybe it's true by all kosher shabrocha as well. Rabbi Shech, there's a long article about this. The Ikvei Atzom. So let me just point out three places, three beautiful sources that would seem to imply this Yisod. One is that Magen Avraham, that we made reference to, but now let's actually see the context of the Magen Avraham. It's Hilchos Yom HaKippur. So what's it doing in Hilchos Yom HaKippur? Who's drinking in Hilchos Yom HaKippur? Yom Kippur is not a time to drink, right? So who's drinking on that Yom Kippur? What does it say? So the Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Yom HaKippur is in Tov Reish Chav Aleph. Yeah. Tov Reish Chav Aleph Siv Gimel. Shulchan Aruch says, Mevarchen ala mila b'lo kos. If a mila falls out on Yom Kippur, we don't have a kos. Make the
bracha shekidash you did mibetem, the bracha before the kriyas Hashem, says the Shulchan Aruch without a kos. There is no kos. Mila b'yom kippur, there's no kos at all. The Yeshonim says the Ramah, the mevarchim the kos v'nosdim latino kanimol v'chenoagim. Ramah says, no, we do make a berakah gafen. We have a kos, we make a berakah gafen, and we give it to the baby. Give it to the baby. We always give a little bit of the wine to the baby, with the maya chayi, with the maya chayi, that's the minute. But here, you give a little bit more. You give a little bit more to not get the baby drunk, but you give a little bit more to the child. What's the purpose of giving to the child? Well, you're making a birchas hanenah, so someone has to drink. So the baby drinks. What's the baby drinking? Get on the baby's not a mechuyav b'davar. It's a very strange minute that everyone says. The mechaber makes more sense. If no one can drink from the kos, so make the brechas hamila without a kos. Comes to Raman and says, no, we have a kos anyway. How can you make a bar per goffin if no gadol is going to drink? So it's on that the Magen Avraham comments. Nosnim latino kanimo, kevan de te'imas kos, eno ela mishum dinai, shelo yomru shelo letzorach lebrocha zu, lochein daike shenosnim latino katanze. Ravon per gimel de'erv. The Ravon is talking about this situation. What's the purpose of the te'ima? So it should be a g'nai l'kos, he says. What's he assuming? That the bar pegafen is really a brechas hashem? Because the whole problem is g'nai l'kos. It doesn't matter that the te'ima is not a mechuyav b'davar. He's not being motzi me in the te'ima. Normally, a mevarach tzar shi'ita means someone has to drink. It's actually different opinions. Some say dafka the mevarach has to drink. Or dafka one person should drink. Or maybe you can even sorry if people together. But someone is supposed to drink. Someone is supposed to drink. So if someone is supposed to drink, and it's really a chiyuv to drink a shir, so then the tinuk cannot help us. Because the tinuk is not a mechuyav b'davar. So what's his drinking going to accomplish? Zohar Avon, it really isn't a chiyuv to drink. It's just that it would be a g'nai l'kos not to have anyone drink. So when you give a little bit to the baby, you're showing that you want to have a chelik of the kos. It's Yom Kippur. You can't have more of a chelik. The gedolim can't drink, so at least you give a little bit to the baby. So that takes away the g'nai l'kos element. What is the Magen Avraham? B'shuva sarag kosim shema ashbada. Yibrach l'latol. Kevin shenosin latino katan kazeh. You're giving to a katan tino, because not a mechuy b'davar. Stop. Yibrach l'latol. It's ridiculous. How can you do that? What's the machlokas over here? Machlokas the mechaber amah, whether we do give to the tina, we don't give to the mechaber assumes that the bar pri agafen by mila is a brichas anenim. You have to drink from the kos, it'll be a bracha batal if you don't drink from the kos. So he says, Yom Kippur, no one's going to drink from the kos. The tinok is not going to help me. He's not motzi me. He's not a bar chiyuva. So how can his drinking help me? So it must be that mila be Yom Kippur, there's no kos before. But the Ramah says, no, that's not the idea. The Ramah, it would seem as though the Ramah is working with the Ravon. This is quite a shita. It's not stam, you know, one of the paiskim or a rishon that we don't accept. It's the Ramah. The Ramah seems to be saying, like the Ravon, that the whole purpose of drinking from the kosher bracha is so that it shouldn't be a gnai. It sounds like the bar pegafen is just a brichas hashem. So if it's just a brichas hashem, then you can give to the tino. It's not a problem because giving to the tino takes away the gnai. It's one source that implies that bar pegafen and all kosher shabracha might only be a brichas hashem. A second source. We mentioned the Rif, Shita of the Rif. We talked about this at great length. How many times do we make a bar pi agafen in the Dalet Kosos of the Seder? How many Kosos? The Rif says that you have to make a bar pi agafen for every one of the Kosos. A big machlokes, the Baal HaMor got involved, the other Rishon, right? All the Rishon got involved. We talked about this at great length last month. But the Rif sheet is that you have to make a bar pi agafen for every one of the kosos of the Seder. Kol chad v'chad mitzvah ba'apei nafshehi. Remember the Gemara on Daf Kuf Tes Amad Beis. going on to Kuf Yud, the Gemara asks, how can we have Dalet Kosis? What's the problem? What's the problem with having Dalet Kosis? One word, anyone? Friend. Zugos, exactly. Zugos, it's in pairs. It's a sakana. Well, the Gemara has different answers. Some answers the Gemara gives, it's not a sakana. Seder is different, Seder night is different. It's not a sakana, it's a little shimur. There are different answers the Gemara gives. But finally, the Gemara says, it's not a problem with Zugos Bechlal. The Kasha was never a Kasha. And sometimes the answers are, it's a glupta Kasha. I have an answer. But sometimes the answer is that you missed it. There's no Kasha Bechlal. The Gemara says there's no Kasha here. There is no Zugos. There's no Zugos. But it's pairs, it's four kosos. The Gemara says, no. Kol chad v'chad mitzvah v'apenashi. Every one of the dalet kosos is a separate mitzvah, so there is no Zugos. So even if there would be a problem of Zugos on the stage tonight, but it's not a problem because there is no Zugos here before. So the Riv picked up from that line of the Gemara and he says, oh, you must have to make a bird peg off on every individual kos. Because if it's not a problem of Zugos, then it's like Nimlach. Nimlach means that there's a hesach hadas, there's a hefsek. We don't put the two things together. So there's an equation. If you have two different, you have more than one thing, but yet there's no problem with Zugos, it must be Nimlach. It must be like a Nimlach. So if there's no problem with Zugos because it's mitzvah ape nafshehi, you don't look at it as pairs, so then it must be that there's a hefsek, there's a hesach hadas, there's a break between the kosos. So if there's a break between the kosos, then you have to make a separate bar piagof on each kos. That was the sheet of the Rif. We know the Rush argues with the Rif, the Balamar, but the Rush also spoke at great length. The Rush quoted the Raya from Daf Kuf Beis, he niyach mitzvah chaverim, and he went out to Davin. But the Rush is Yisod, is why is the Rif incorrect? He says, look, I don't care that there's no Zugos here, that it's a mitzvah api nafsha, the reality is you aren't Mesiach Das. If you're not Mesiach Das, then there's no Hefzik. If there's no Hefzik, what do you need another Bar Kegavim for? Rush says, I don't see why the second kosher needed another Bar Kegavim. The Ramah paskins like the Rif, that's our minik. Ramah, in Simen Tov Ayin Dalet Sif Aleph, says that you do have to recite a separate Bar Kegavim on every one of the Dalet classes. What's Pshat? So the Rif obviously assumes that there is no Hesach Hadas. Excuse me, the Rif obviously assumes that there is a Hesach Hadas. There is a Hesach Hadas. It's like a Nimlach. We're going back and forth with this, with the Rif and the Rush. Is it a Hesach Hadas? Is it not a Hesach Hadas? What constitutes a Hesach Hadas? You know, in light of the whole discussion that we had just a day or two ago, what might this question connect to? Whether there is a Hesach Hadas between the first coast and the second coast? What question might this connect to? The Rishonim addressed this, right? Is there a hefsek? Is there a hefsek between the first coast and the second coast? What do you think? What do we do between the first coast and the second coast? Magid. Hagada. Is Hagada a hefsek or not? The Rishonim expressed an opinion about that. That's the Machlokas, the Rashbam, and Tosfos. So that should bring to bear something, right? That should be relevant to this discussion. Is there a hefsek hadas or is there no hefsek hadas? So the Pashup Shat is that the Machlokas, the Rif and the Rush, is whether there's a Hesach Hadas or not. Is there a Hefzik or not? The fact that there's no Zugos, maybe that should imply that it's Nimlach and there is a Hesach Hadas. Or maybe not. But in light of what we're developing now, in light of the Netziv's Vart, you could say that Hesach Hadas is completely irrelevant to this discussion. The Rif perhaps agrees to the Rush. There's no Hesach Hadas here. There's no Hesach Hadas. You're sitting at the table. That is not a Hesach. You know what's coming. It's not a Nimla. So what does the Rif say that you make a separate bracha? Mitzvah ma'apei nafshi. Each one is a separate mitzvah. The bar priya gofen on each one of the kosos is a new birchas hashemach on whatever you say. The first of the kosos is Kiddush. You make a bar piagof on a Kiddush. The bracha asher galanu at the end of Magid, that's another bracha. You make a bar piagof on that, you make a birchas hasherach on that bracha. Birchas hamazon is a third element that we have a bracha for. Right? We're having a kosher bracha on the Birchas HaMazon. The Baruch HaGofen is a Birchas HaShevach on the opportunity to be Meshavach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, saying Birchas HaMazon of the coast. Halal? Halal is the fourth element. Each one of the elements of the Seder, we're saying a bracha on that element, but we're making a Baruch HaGofen on the opportunity to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu over wine. Zok the Riz, each one is a mitzvah of Abay Nafsha. He's not talking about Hesach HaNas or Hefzik. The Rosh is right, there is no Esach Hadas. What does that have to do with anything? The Rif says, forget about Esach Hadas. According to this Vart, that the Bar Paragofen of Kosol Shabrach is a Birchas HaShavach, the Rif is beautiful. Even if there is no Esach Hadas, you still should make a separate Bar Paragofen. Because it's a separate mitzvah. And there's an inyan, even if there's no Esach Hadas vis-a-vis Birchas Hanenin, but there's an inyan to be Meshavach Hashem once again for the opportunity to say nocha bracha, to say another bracha over yayin. So it's unrelated to Esach Hadas. Even if there is no Esach Hadas, there is all that you have to make a Baruch HaGofen to each one of the kosher shabrachim. And third and finally, there's a comment of Tosus and Sochim that also seems to imply like this. That the Baruch HaGofen of all kosher shabrachim is a Birchas HaShevach. Which Tosus and Sochim on that conveys of this? Let's all turn to the Kavreza Mabez. That's the Sugya of Enos and Mrs. Chavilas Chavilas. On that Sugya, Tosus is a very, very important and famous Tosus. Very important for multiple reasons. She'enom em shtei kedushas al kol sechel. This was the Gemara, that Brichas HaMazon and Kiddush is Chavilas Chavilas, two different inyanim. Kiddush and Havdalah v'yak nahaz is one inyan. Sometimes you can make multiple brachas on a kol, sometimes you can't, because it's a function of whether it's shnei inyanim, premili or chadamus. So says Tosus, v'yesh nogim b'chupa mitam zeh, shelo lomar sheva brachas al kos birchas hamazon, elo mevi'im kos acher. Ve'ei mevi'in al ha'sheni bar piagofen, ve'ei mevorchen al ha'sheni bar piagofen, kem shekfar birch al kos birchas hamazon, kein nochan levar kamayim. The Tosva says, Bechuppa, he doesn't really mean Bechuppa, he means the Suda after Bechuppa. No one makes a Birchas HaMazon at Bechuppa. I haven't heard Birchas HaMazon at Bechuppa. They do a lot of interesting things at Bechuppa, but not Birchas HaMazon yet. So says Tosva, we have another Kos for Birchas HaMazon, but you make one Bar Piagofen for the Sheva Brachas and for the Birchas HaMazon. Because you made a Baruch HaGofen on the Birchas HaMazon, so why say a different Baruch HaGofen on the Sheva Brachas? Ach, Rabbeinu Meshulam haya omer, hakol al kos echad, de lo domi le Birchas HaMazon, the Kiddush, de tremili ninu, kidamina besamach, avalocha chadam el sehi, the Birchas HaMazon, darm le Birchas Nisun. Rabbeinu Meshulam used to say, Birchas HaMazon and the Sheva Brachas on one kos. We know our minute is like the first day in Tosis, that you have two koses, one for Birchas HaMazon and one for Sheva Brachos. But there are 2 days in Tosis, not so poshut. Rabbeinu Meshulam argued, he said you have one kos. Why? He says, because Sheva Brachos and Birchas HaMazon are two things. It's not like Birchas HaMazon and Kiddush. Here it's Chodom Milsa. The Birchas HaMazon Gorin LeBirchas Nisun. What does he mean? What does Rabbeinu Meshulam mean? So many point out that he seems to be saying that the takana of Sheva Brachas, why do we say Sheva Brachas only by Birchas HaMazon? That was the takana. The takana was that it should be mitzuruf to the Suda. The Sheva Brachas are an expansion, an extension of the Birchas HaMazon. It's not partial like that. You could say that the reason why we say Sheva Brachas only at a Suda is because you need a context of simcha. That the Sheva Brachas are recited when there's a simcha of chasun atala. And the suda in simcha below achilu, shtia, you need to eat and drink to really achieve a sense of happiness. Right? In simcha below bosar, in simcha below b'yayin, we had already this discussion. You could have a simcha belay, but the achilu brings it out more. So one could say that the purpose of the suda is simply to create a context of simcha for chasun atala. Why do we say the Sheva Brachas on the Birchas HaMazon? We really could have said it earlier. Because once you have the Suda and there's the Simcha, so then you can say Sheva Brachas before the benching. But we leave it for the benching. So if you hold like that, then the Sheva Brachos and the benching really have nothing to do with each other. They're two different things. Rabbi Meshulam is clearly assuming not like that. He's assuming Chazal and Masakein to say Sheva Brachos as part of benching. It's an extension of the benching. So it's Chol HaMilsa, because it's like an extra, it's extra brachas to the benching. If you look at the Rambam, and look at his brachas, he says, he has a parak there where he talks about all the safos you make the benching. Ritzei, Yalav Yavo, etc. And he says that when there's a chas and a kala, we get Sheva Brachos. So some want to bring a raya, what's that do then? The Rambam, and the Zishu, should talk about Sheva Brachos. When you say Sheva Brachos, we happen to put it in benching, but what's... It's a tosefes to the benching. So some say, you see from the Rambam also, that he holds that Sheva Brachos is a chelik of Birchas HaMazon. It's an extension of Birchas HaMazon. If someone didn't eat, he can't recite one of the Sheva Brachos according to the Rambam, because what does he have to do with the Chiyuv Sheva Brachos? The Chiyuv Sheva Brachos is an extension of the Birchas HaMazon. So one of the shilas that this might relate to is we need two kosos on that. Is it a problem of enos and mitzvahs chavilos chavilos, or is it chalamilsa? So that those are the two days of tosfos. That's chelek number one of tosfos. But then tosfos says another thing. Birchas erisin v'nisuin, says tosfos, nagu lomar al shtei kosos. He's talking about two kosos. Birchas amazon, birchas nisuin. So now he pedals back to the chuppah. He says, the minig is to say Birchas Erisin and Birchas Nisuin are two kosos. We have a bar per gofen for Birchas Erisin and a bar per gofen for Birchas Nisuin. Why? You say them at the same moment. It's the same chuppah. It's another kibbut, but you need someone to have a kibbut. That's not why we have a bar per gofen for Birchas Nisuin. Well, why do you have a separate bracha? You made the Birchas Hanayim. You said a bar per gofen on the Birchas Erisin. So just have the other six brachas of the Birchas Nisuin. Why make another bar per gofen? The time says Tosfos the regilim zebelozer to the Amar Biksubis. Mevarchem Birchas Eris and Beis Eris and Birchas Hasan and Beis Hasan. Says Tosfos, first of all, regilim zebelozer. We have Eris and without Nisuin. We don't have them together. We don't have them together. I've never been at a chuppah that doesn't have an Eris in it. And we put them together. The minig at the time of the Gemara was to have a separation. Did have 12 months. Give them time to be mefarnes each other. To be mefarnes and get themselves together, to have to get together a dowry before they actually come and live together. That's what they used to do at the time of the Gemara. They had the erisin, and then they have a break, then they have nisuin. For different reasons, Chazal did away with that. There were different problems that crept up because of that. So now the minig is, we do the erisin and the nisuin at the same time. But says Tosfos, why were they misakin a separate bar per gofen on the birchas nisuin if you made a bar per gofen on the birchas erisin? The answer is you didn't just make the bar per gofen. You made the bar per gofen 12 months ago. That might be a hezchadas. That is a hezchadas. It's a different time completely. So even though our circumstances changed, apparently Tosfos feels that that was the minig, so therefore they kept it. Shver. The circumstances change. So then the halacha, we should do something different, because the halacha is that you can't have two birchos hananim, two bar per gofens one after the other. That's his first point. So, oh, the nagu likros ksuba beintayim v'havi hefsek l'kach miskavnim l'kach tzar beis kosos. The second reason, says Tosfos, is that they have kriyas haksuba between. They have kriyas haksuba between. They don't have to put the kriyas haksuba between. But apparently we do that because of this problem. That it used to be that there was a hefsek and they made a bar per gofen for each. But now that there is no hefsek, so what are we going to do? It's a bracha v'atala to make another bar per gofen. So to solve the problem, we have a kriyas haksuba between. It says Tosfos, that's why we have a different bar per gofen. Tosfos seems to be conceding that you really shouldn't have to do that, but we do it anyway. We do it anyway so that to solve the bracha v'atala problem. It's shver. It's very difficult. There are more paskins like this, but l'chora, it's a pellet. The first reason certainly doesn't apply to Zmanazah, because we're not mafsik between the erisin and the nisuin. And even the second reason is really shver, because how long is the kriyas haksuba? Rabbi Shechter always says that if the rov is going to give a drasha, best to give a drasha right after the kriyas haksuba, between the erisin and the nisuin. And it should be a long drasha. Well, I don't know if it should be a long drasha. People can sit through that. But whatever it'll be, it's more of a hefsek. Because we need to create whatever hefsek we can. Because if not, then it's a problem of making two bar piyag ovens one after the other. Rabbi Shechter wanted to suggest maybe the whole problem doesn't begin. Liyesa se'eis, we're being mafsik with the ksuba, so that it shouldn't look funny. But behemoth, there's no problem with halal. Because the bar piyag ovens is not fundamentally a birchas hanenin, it's a birchas hashavach. It's like the Netziv's Kiddush, the bar piyag ovens of Kiddush. It's every kol shel bracha. The bar piyag ovens is not really a birchas hanenin. We think it's a birchas hanenin because people drink. I'll smach that bracha. It can serve as a birchas hanenin, but fundamentally it's not. Fundamentally, it's a birchas hashavach. We praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He gave us a Jewish marriage, erusin, nisuin, simcha, chasen, and kala. That's an opportunity for shavach. The bar pekafen is not a birchas hanenin. So really, there's no problem with a hefsek bichlal. You don't have to read the ksuba fundamentally. Me'ikar adin, zok Rabbi Shechter. We don't want it to look funny that you're making a bar piyag ovens right after the first one, so we have a kriyas haksuba between. And it's better if the Rav wants to give a drasha, let him give a drasha then too to make more of a hafsik. But really, me'ikar adin, it's not a problem b'chalal, because the bar piyag ovens is not a birchas hanenin. It's a birchas hashemach. So because it's not a problem, even if the hafsik is not so great, it's still not going to be an issue. Okay, so these are at least three different sources where we see this idea that the bar piyag ovens of kosel shel bracha, not just of kiddush, but of all kosel shel bracha, might be viewed fundamentally as a brichas hashavach and not a brichas hanen. Okay, this concludes the sugya. Questions, Rafi. If we're saying that every bar piyag ovens that's a birchas hashavach is really a chelek of the other bracha, meaning we're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the opportunity to sing halal to Him on a kos, we're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the opportunity to say birchas hamazon on a kos, we're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the opportunity to say a bracha about Geulas Mitzrayim on a kos, so then it turns out that the bar piyag ovens is not an independent unit. If it's a birchas hanenin, so then there's room for discussion. Berchas Hanen and Berchas HaMetzi, these are two different things. But if it's a Berchas HaShevach, so then, by definition, it's not Chavilas Chavilas.
It really can't be brought to the Tola.
It's not a brach to the Tola if you don't drink from the post, if it's a Berchas HaShevach. Right. I thought you were asking, is it Chavilas Chavilas?
Yeah,
so they're both issues, right. It's not a brach to the Tola if you don't drink from the post. That's the Rav Vodin's point. It's not a bar of Atola, but it's a Gnai Lakos. So as long as you give to the Tino, that's going to be fine. Okay. Okay, one final Nakuda in the Sugya, before we move on to the Sugya of Korach. So we mentioned the Machlokas Amoraim, the Funa Rechista. What do we do if you have Chosa? If you're going to use the Chosa, the Roman lettuce for Karpas and for Mar, when do you make the Baruch HaLachidus Mar? So the Gemara Kuf Tezvav, we've read it already. The Gemara says, "If Acha Breid the Rava Mahadar Ashar Yirakos Tavuge Navshin Yeplum." If Acha Breid the Rava used to try to use a different vegetable for karpas to avoid the machlokas. Now this has nothing to do with the B'diyev of the Chatchila situation. We talked about the machlokas, the Rashbam, the Tosfos, Rav Chista's idea that you make a bracha l'achilas mara on the karpas, is that l'chatchila? Even if you have other vegetables, you can still use chasa for both karpas and for mara, or is that only b'diyeva? That's not what the Gemara over here is saying. Right? Even if it's a l'chatchila din, that's still the chista shita. Rav Huna argues anyway. It's a machlokas hamara. Rav Acha Breid the Rava used to avoid the whole issue. He didn't want to get involved in the machlokas hamaraim. So he would use other vegetables. So the bracha l'achilas mara would be only on the mara. That's the Gemara. That's the Gemara. Fretishagasarian. What's his problem? He's concerned that if he loses chasa, so now he's going to have a shayla. Shadabarach alechilas mar be betimol rishon of betimol shayni. I'll solve the problem for him. How much is he eating for the karpas anyway? He's only eating less than the kezias. So if he eats chasa of less than a kezias, he can't be yotze the mitzvah mar anyway. No, don't you have to eat a kezias or mar? So he's not being yotze the mitzvah mar. He's not being yotze the mitzvah mar. Let him make a bracha alechilas mar betimol shayni. What's the problem with halal? He is. The Shagasari is in Simen Kuf. We had this Shagasari. He's picking on the Rosh. Remember the discussion of the Rosh? Rosh says that you have to eat a Kezias of Mara since you make a bracha al Achilas Mara. He mentioned Achila by Mara. So from the Nusach HaBracha, you see that you have to have a Kezias. So the Shagasari is bothered. Well, Nusach HaBracha is going to tell me what the mitzvah is? The Rosh should have said, the mitzvah of Mar is a mitzvah sachila. What's he bringing around from the Nusach HaBracha? So we had a whole back and forth. Is that really the reason why you have to have a kezias? Because we mention achila in the bracha? Or maybe it's just a raya to the nature of the mitzvah? We had a lot of back and forth. And why should I say maybe there is no mitzvah sachila by Mar? So we pointed out that really, in the Torah, Mar is only eaten together with the Karban Pesach. It's a hechsher of the Pesach. It's not an independent mitzvah. Nowadays, it's a mitzvah derabbanan. There is no Pesach, so there's no mitzvah derais of Mar. So Mar is only a mitzvah derabbanan. So within the mitzvah derabbanan, there's room to talk. Maybe Chazal will misak in a mitzvah sachila. But the mitzvah deraisa, the pshuto is not a mitzvah sachila. It's just tossel to the Karban Pesach. It's hechsher of the Pesach. Hechsher of the Pesach doesn't require a kezias. You don't have to eat a kezias of Mar. It's not a mitzvah to eat Mar. It's a mitzvah to eat the Karban Pesach with Mar. It's tofel to the Karban Pesach. So there's room for debate over here. Is there a mitzvah achila ben mar? No mitzvah achila ben mar. So comes the Shagasai and says, well, isn't this a raya? Isn't this Gemara kuf tezvav amin aleph? You have to learn the whole sugi just to hear this raya. Shagasai knew shas. So he picked up from the Gemara kuf tezvav. Isn't this a raya? Rav Acha Brei Derava is a raya that you can only be yotze the mitzvah mar by eating a kezias. That you should be able to be yotze the mitzvah mar even by eating less than a kezias. Rav Acha Brei Derava is a raya that you should be able to be yotze the mitzvah mar even by eating less than a kezias. Because if you can only be yotze mar by eating a kezias, Rav Acha Brei Derava doesn't have to push himself. What's he saying? I can only use other vegetables? Let him use chasa. But let him eat less than a kezias. If he eats less than a kezias, then there's no machlokas amarayim. He should make a bracha, achilas mara, by tibul sheni. Because he's not going to be yotze mara, the tibul rishon, if he eats less than a kezias. Must be that you can be yotze with less than a kezias, says the Shagasai. Must be that you can be yotze even with less than a kezias. Because if you can't be yotze, what's he making a bracha, achilas mara, on less than a kezias? What's he making a bracha look less far? There's no mitzvah here. There's no mitzvah. What's he making a bracha for? The fact that he made the bracha, right? He's concerned. He's concerned that if he eats the chasa, maybe he has to make a bracha. Rav Chista would say he has to make a bracha. But he's only eating less than a kezias, so what's the problem? It must be that you don't say the mitzvah mar even with less than a kezias. That's what the Shagasai wants to say in the Shem. And then the Shagasai adds, you know, this might be a raya. Maybe this is a raya to that famed shita that we keep on coming back to. Which famed shita? The Rambam? What does the Rambam say? Which Rambam? What does the Rambam say? How much do you eat for karpas? A kezias. The Rambam says you have to eat a kezias for karpas. For different reasons, we talked, there are many different stories. Says the Shagasai, maybe this Gemara is a raya to the Rambam. Rav Acha Brei Derava was mahada to get other vegetables for karpas because he didn't want to enter into the machlokas. What entered into the machlokas? Let him eat less than a kezias for karpas? No. According to the Rambam, it's beautiful. You can't eat less than a kezias for karpas. You have to eat a kezias for karpas. If he's going to eat a kezias for karpas, then he can make a bracha lechilas mara on the karpas because he's having a kezias anyway. The Shagasayah said maybe there's a raya that you don't need a kezayas for the mitzvah bar, because mistama for karpas, he's eating less than a kezayas. So what's his problem? What, he has to have the other vegetables? Let him take the chasa. But he's eating less than a kezayas anyway, so he's not going to get involved in the problem. So he says, well, according to the Rambam, it's good. There would be a problem, because the Rambam holds you have to eat a kezayas of karpas. So maybe that's pshat in the Gemara, that he was concerned since he's eating a kezayas of karpas anyway, so he'll have a problem. Rav Chisda would say that he has to make a bracha l'achilas mara on the tibul rishon, because hitaka will be mekayim a mitzvah. There will be a mitzvah in that achila, because it's going to be an achila v'kezayis. The emesis, the bach, is medayik, that the lashon Rav Chisda uses is mashma, that he's not eating less than a kezayis. It's mashma that he really is eating a kezayis. How so? What does he say? What's mashma from the lashon? Rav Chisda's lashon. I don't hear him. Rav Chisda's lashon. Ephraim, you get it just for that. I'm sorry? Acha shemile kreisa imenu chosim avarech alei? Touche. Very good. Mile kreisa? What, pochus mikazayas is mile kreisa? Maybe if you have a very small belly. His lashon is mashma that you're eating a kezayas for karpas. It's not so strange. It's a good raya to the Rambam. Stama, he's assuming you're eating a kezayas for karpas. There will be a key of mitzvah. So therefore, Rav Chisda would say that you have to make a bracha l'achilas mara. Rav Acha Brei de Rava wanted to avoid the whole problem. Rav Huna argued, so therefore he found the other vegetables, so he wouldn't do karpas. He wouldn't do the tibul rishon on the mar. Okay, these are the first two stages of the Shagasai. Initially, the Shagasai wanted to bring a raya from this gemara that maybe it could be also the mitzvah with less than a kezayas. Then he says maybe it's a raya to the Rambam that you're supposed to eat a kezayas of karpas. If you eat a kezayas of karpas, then if it's chos, so you will be also the mitzvah. Comes the Shagasai in his final word after all the dust settles and back and forth. He says none of that. There's a reason why he avoided chos. Even if you're going to eat less than the kezayas, like the cholkim on the Rambam, like us, Rav Chisda still says that if you have chosin for your tibul rishon, you make a bracha l'achilas mara. How? But if you have less than the kezayas, you're not yotzei a mitzvah. So what's the point? So up to Shagas Aryeh, maybe even pochos mekashir, one shouldn't eat without a bracha l'achilas mitzvah. Because you are accomplishing something even by reading Pachos Mekashir. There's a significance to Chatzishim. So even if you're only eating Ma'at, like the Lashon of the Rishonim, Rav Chisda says that you'll eat Ma'at for Tibul Rishon, you make a bracha l'achilas mar, and then you'll eat Chosa again for Tibul Shein. Even if you're only eating Ma'at, like the Shagas Ayin, maybe you'll have to make a bracha. Maybe there's an inyan to make a bracha. Maybe there is a kiyum mitzvah b'miktsas from eating a chatzishim. And there is a maisa mitzvah b'miktsas from eating a chatzishim. And maybe that was what he was concerned about. That if he takes the chosa, even if he only eats tofos mikashir, he has to make a brocha l'achilas mara. Rav Chisda would say he has to make a brocha as a mitzvah, because there is a maisa mitzvah here. There is a kiyum mitzvah b'miktsas. Obviously, he's supposed to eat a shir. But maybe the chatzishir is somewhat significant. Vis-a-vis mitzvahs, there is a ma'aseh mitzvah b'miktsas, a kiyum mitzvah b'miktsas, and that's why he'd have to make that bracha. What does the Shagasai mean that there's a kiyum mitzvah b'chatzishir? We keep on talking about kezayas. Not only kezayas, but kezayas b'chdech l'as pras. You got to eat the shir within a certain time. What's he saying? Chatzishir. There's a mitzvah in chatzishir. So Bama says it doesn't start with mitzvahs. The idea of chatzishir is mentioned in the Gemara and Yuma l'gabei yisur. But the Shagas Ayah is extrapolated from the Gemara and Yuma to mitzvahs as well. What does the Gemara say? There's a machlokas for Yochanan and Reish Lakish in the Gemara and Yuma, Dafayim Dalet, where the chatzishir is also min haTorah or only mid Rabbanim. Guf a chatzishir, Rabbi Yochanan Amar also min haTorah, Reish Lakish Amar Mutar min haTorah. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Asim in HaTorah came in the Chazi, Litz, Tarufei, Yisura, Ko'ofin. Rabbi Yochanan says chatzi shir is also in the Torah because it's chazi le'itz tarufei l'shir shalim. A chatzi shir can be mitzarev to another chatzi shir, and then you'll get to a shir shalim, get to a full shir. Reish Lakish amar mutar min haTorah achila amar achman avolekta. Reish Lakish says chatzi shir, a chatzi shir nevela, a chatzi shir of tevel. The Torah talks about kiyocha, achila, kiyocha, kiyocha. Kol chelav lo so chelav. It's all there's an iser achila. Achila is bekizayis. Shir achila. Halacha mosh misin. Shir achila is bekizayis. So I can't tell me chatzi shir is awesome. So the Gemara actually has a back and forth. Rabbi Yochanan asks kashas against Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan asks lamashal the next Gemara. He says the pasuk says kol chelav. It's a drasha. Kol chelav lo so chelav. Kol is marbe chatzi shir. Rabbi Yochanan says, how can you claim chatzi shir is mutar min haTorah Reish Lakish? Kol chelav, lo so chelav. The kol is marbe chatzi shir, the Braisa says. Reish Lakish says, it's just an asmachta ba'alma, it's not significant. Rabbi Yochanan has two different mekoros. Chatzi shir, he says, is also min haTorah, because chazi le'itz tarufei, because it can be mitzarev to another chatzi shir, and ultimately to become a shir. And he also mentions this drasha of kol chelav, a ribui of kol chelav to be marbe chatzi shir. The Shagasari is apparently assuming that if chazi leitz tarufa is a svara to explain that chatzi shir is awesome in a Torah, it's a svara to say why chatzi shir of mitzvahs also should be a kiyum mitzvah. If chazi leitz tarufa, it can be mitzvah to a shir shalom. It can be mitzvah to a shir shalom. So what that it can be mitzvah to a shir shalom? What's the Shagasai saying? Should chatzi shir apply to mitzvah, so should it only apply to isur? Why is chatzi shir asur? Because it can be mitzvah. So what that it can be mitzvah? What does that tell you? So the Prima Godin, in his psicha, Teilchas Basa B'Chalov, Prima Godin has long discussions on the Shach and the Taz, but he has an introduction. Beautiful introduction. He goes through so many different things. So he's choker, he declares the following chakira. Why is chatzi shir aser in haTorah? What does chazi leitz tarufei do? It can be mitzarev to a shir shalom, shkoyach. What does that do for me? The Prima Godim says the poshup shat is that because it's chazi leitz tarufei, the Torah is gozer on achilas chatzi shir. Torah is afraid that if we allow you to eat a chatzi shir, it'll lead to eating a shir shalom and a violent ideas. And normally gzeiras are only the rabbana, but sometimes we find that the Torah makes a siyog d'oraisa, we call it. Siyog d'oraisa, like we had last year in Chulin, right? Remember? What's a siyog d'oraisa in Chulin? That basa b'chala, right? What's the siyog d'oraisa? The bishul basa b'chala might lead to achilas basa b'chala. Where do we find that machalas asuras are also the bishul? Never also the bishul. Basa b'chala is unique. Because lobadili and shiminei, people eat basar, they eat challah, they eat meat, they eat dairy, so we're afraid that they might come to eat basar b'challah. So the Kesef Mishnah, Hilchas Tumas Meis, of all places, spent a lot of time on this Kesef Mishnah. Kesef Mishnah says, in one day, that maybe bishul basar b'challah is also because of a siyag la'achila. But the Torah was afraid it will lead to achila. Siyag d'araisa. Normally we find zeres d'rabban, but sometimes we find the siyag d'araisa. So the Prima Godim says one way to look at chatzi shir, chazi leitz tarufei l'shir shalom, that the Torah made a siyog d'araisa. The Torah is concerned that it's going to lead to something wrong. Now, if you take that approach in chatzi shir by yisurin, does that explain why chatzi shir of mitzvahs is significant? But we're afraid that chatzi shir, if you eat less than a kazayas of maror, it might come to lead. It might come to a full shir. If you eat less than a kazayas of matzah, it might come to a full shir. Please, by all means, we want it to come to one. We want it to do it. But we're going to make a gzeira. Gzeira doesn't apply by mitzvahs. It'll apply by yisur, but it doesn't apply by mitzvahs at all. So if chatzi shir is awesome in haTorah because of a siyog d'araisa, that's not going to apply to mitzvahs. So what's the Shabbos Sayyid thinking? He applies, he extrapolates the din of chatzi shir by yisurim. He applies it to chatzi shir by mitzvah. What's he assuming? The Chari is assuming like the other tzad in the Prima Gadim. The Prima Gadim says there's another way to look at Chatzis Shir. Why is Chatzis Shir asim in HaTorah? Maybe the fact that Chasi l'itzaruf in the Shir Shalom, the fact that this Chatzis Shir can combine with another Chatzis Shir to lead to a Shir Shalom, that shows that this Chatzis Shir is Choshev be'atzmus. There's some intrinsic chashivas to the Chatzis Shir itself. It's not that the Torah is afraid it's going to lead to the Shir Shalom. The Chatzis Shir by itself is good, nothing. But because it might lead to the Shir Shalom, therefore the Torah goes there. No, the fact that it can lead to a Shir Shalom, that shows that there's chashivas and this Chatzis. It's not nothing. There's chashivas here because it can lead to a Shir Shalom. If there's not enough chashivas in here to give you an onesh, there's no malchus for eating a Chatzis Shir. But there might be an issur d'oraisa. It's Rabbi Yochanan Shita. Also, it's also not Torah. Why is it also not Torah? Svara, pasuk, but it's an issur d'oraisa. There's just no onshin. It's also not Torah because there's a chashivas in this chatzis shir because it can lead to a shir shalom. Not just a seal, not just a zera, but it can lead to a shir shalom. So therefore, there's chashivas in this chatzis shir. That's what the Shagas Ari might be assuming. Shagas Ari assumes that chatzis shir could be also not Torah. Because there's an intrinsic chashivas to the Chatzis Shir. So there's an intrinsic chashivas to the Chatzis Shir, that not only by Yisurin, not only by Mechalas Yisurin, but even by Mitzvahs as well. Since the Chatzis Shir can be mitzvah to a Shir Shalom, that shows that the Chatzis Shir has a chashivas too. So if the Chatzis Shir has a chashivas too, if someone eats a Chatzis Shir of Mar, he's not Makayim the mitzvah b'shlemusa. That's not the full mitzvah. But a miktas kiyam maybe there is. A mitzvah, ma'isa mitzvah, maybe there is, because chatzis shir is a davar choshev kshalatzma. It's not that chatzis shir is also by yisur because of a siyag. No, the fact that it could be mitzvah to a shir shalom, that gives it an intrinsic chashivos. So if it gives it an intrinsic chashivos, then the concept of chatzis shir will apply not only to yisurin, but to mitzvahs as well. So that could be what the Shagas Ari had in mind, that from the isur chatzis shir, we learn of the chashivos of chatzis shir. So maybe that's what Rav Acha Brei Derava was concerned with, that if he uses chasa for the tibul rishon, even if he only eats paros mikazayas for the tibul rishon, Rav Chista would say he has to make a bracha l'achilas mara. Why? But he's only eating chatzis shir. No, the answer is chatzis shir by mitzvahs might be significant. You are accomplishing something. There is a key mitzvah of mitzvahs. There is a mice of mitzvahs. There is a mice of mitzvahs. So therefore, it will warrant a bracha.